This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Bruce is a retired stonemason with chronic back pain. He has tried nearly everything to relieve his pain, but so far nothing has worked very well. So his neurosurgeon suggested implanting a spinal stimulator for his lower back pain.
Lower back pain is really common. It's very hard to get rid of. And so these are devices that are implanted in people that will stimulate certain parts of the nerves around the spine to relieve lower back pain. So that's what they're supposed to do.
Lisa Barrow is...
I'm a professor in medicine and public health at the Center for Bioethics and Humanities at the University of Colorado.
But Barrow explained in a JAMA article that what is supposed to happen is very different from what actually happens, and she cites a wealth of good evidence.
I'm talking about evidence from, rigorous, systematic reviews that look at, a number of trials put together.
This evidence shows that spinal cord stimulation is neither safe nor effective in managing back pain. So common sense would suggest we would stop using these devices. The problem is there is big money involved in spinal cord stimulation. We've seen how corporations go to the mat defending their products when threatened with a challenge to their profit. A common tactic is to try to invalidate the science or discredit the scientists. We've seen this approach with cigarette companies, oil companies, and drug companies. Companies often fund their own research, which is designed to cast doubt on the independent, well-designed studies. Sometimes they even use hired guns to write reviews or question the science. Sometimes they even fund journals to publish poorly done research. Barrow and others have published several peer-reviewed independent research papers on spinal cord stimulation. All showed risks with very little benefit. Following their publication, industry went on the attack. They published 18 attacks, all written by industry-funded authors. Now, criticizing science is important and it's part of the scientific process, but it must be done with integrity and transparency. Instead, corporation-funded experts publish rebuttals in industry-sponsored journals where they can block any critical responses.
People are kind of more aware of industry funding, but are not aware that industry also sponsors these criticisms. This really promotes the distrust of science.
Unfortunately, our FDA is way behind on issues of quality and safety for medical devices. The FDA only requires that a new device be, quote, substantially equivalent, end of quote, to a product already on the market. But often, those devices already on the market have been grandfathered in and are sometimes themselves untested. So something can just be as awful as some other awful product that's on the market. As for Bruce, he had the device implanted and it didn't work. The stimulator company then went out of business and now he can't find anyone to take out the device. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.